Hi, my name is Rabbi David Pardo, and this is Mishneh Taharot. Today we are chapter number 7, Mishneh number 6. We are in the middle of a series talking about Amei Haaretz, people who do not have regard for the laws of Tumah Tahara, and how we regard them. So, Mishneh number 6, Gabayim Shnichasu L'Tocha Bayit. Any Gabayim listening, don't be offended. These Gabayim are tax collectors, not Aliyah donation card collectors. If a tax collector, so someone's coming to collect taxes on behalf of the government, and he's looking to secure, some kind of down or some kind of like collateral, so he comes into your house, and buy it tameh. These folks are like all amei haaretz. So then your house is tameh if he went inside, because even according to Chachamim, that guy is nosing around, right? That guy is looking for something valuable that he can take, acquire on behalf of the government. Im yesh imahen goy, if there's a goy with them, now don't get confused by this goy clause. This goy clause is here in order to parallel the end of the Mishnah. Im yesh imahen goy, and so this is all the more true even if this is all the more true if there's no goy, ne'emanim lomar, then we trust them to say lo nichnasnu. We trust them to say, like, no, we didn't go into the house, don't worry, and then your house is tahor. Aval, ne'emanim lomar, nichnasu, aval lo naganu. What we don't trust them is if they say, sure, we went in the house, but we didn't touch anything, because that's just not true. So once they've admitted to going to the house, we have to consider everything in the house, tummy. Ha, ganavim, thieves. As opposed to Gabayim? I don't know. Haganavim shenichasu l'toch habayit. The thieves that went into the house, ein tameh ele ad makom raglei haganavim. The areas that we consider tameh are where their feet went. Because ganavim, unlike the gabayim, who will freely roam your house looking for expensive things, ganavim are actually afraid of you, and they will only, we won't presume that they went anywhere past where we know that they went. Ad makom raglei ganavim, only the places where they trotted. Umahen mitamin, and what exactly do they render tameh? Ha'ochalim v'hamashkim u'klei cheres ha'petuchin, the food and the drink and open clay jars. Aval ha'mishkavot v'moshavot u'klei cheres ha'mukafin samit patil tehorim. All those the chairs and the couches and the sealed clay jars are all tahor. Remember, this guy is a yid, even though he's an am haaretz. We do not consider him to have zav, impurity. So he doesn't. So he's only metamed with a maga, with touching. So just like parallel from last Mishnah, im yesh imahen goy. Here's the parallel to the beginning of the Mishnah. Im yesh imahen goy. But if a goy came with them, was on this heist. Oisha, or a woman, a female am haaretz, hakol tameh, then everything is tameh, because the goy we consider to have, as if he has zav impurity, the sages consider, and an isha, who's an am haaretz, a female who's not careful about the laws of Tumah Tahara, is probably a nida. So hakol tameh, then everything is tameh. So don't get robbed. Mishnah number 7, Hamaniach et kelav bechalon shel odarin. Odiarin. Odiarin is another one of our favorite Greek words, maybe. If you leave someone who leaves their clothes in the window of a bath attendant, the window of a bath attendant is like a locker. It's like you're going into the shvitz and you're leaving your clothes with the bath attendant in the locker. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah mitayir. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says it's tahor, that we don't assume that anyone rummaged through your stuff, because again we keep up themes from Mishnah to Mishnah. We assume that they're afraid to get caught, just like the ganav. They're not, if your clothes are there, they didn't steal it. It means that they were afraid to steal it, not that they like went and nosed around. They didn't want anyone to think that they're a ganav. V'chachamim amrim, chachamim differ. Ad sheiten lo et hamafteach o chotam o ad sheyaseh siman. It's not true, say chachamim. Not until you have a key for your locker, or a chotam, a seal, or you make a sim and you fold your clothes just so, or you place them just so, in such a way that you'd be able to recognize if anyone tampered with them. Until then, unless one of those three conditions are met, then you have to consider those clothes to be tameh. Hamaniach et kelav migat zo legat haba'ah. If you leave your clothes from vintage to vintage, from one wine press to another wine press, so now there's two ways to read the following line. We're going to read it Bartnor's ways first, and then I'll just cue you into another possible way. They both have their pros and cons. The line is kind of ambiguous, so it's unclear to whom the nouns are referring. So if you leave your clothes from one wine press to another wine press, kelav tehorin, then we consider your clothes to be pure, according to the Bartnura, because a goy would be afraid to touch any of your stuff. He knows, like, crazy Jews, crazy laws, and he doesn't want to get involved in any of it, so he didn't touch anything. Obviously, it's only the Jew who doesn't know the laws of impurity, who tells everybody he knows the laws of purity and impurity, and he does whatever he wants, because he, you know, I learned when I was in sixth grade, right? And that's exactly what the Mishnah says over Yisrael. If it's an Amaret, Ad Sheyomar Belibi Hayal Shomram, we don't trust that he kept your clothes pure, unless he affirms, no, I was actively aware, had my eyes open the whole time. It was in my heart to watch over them. Meaning, even if he's a good guy, but he wasn't actively cognizant the whole time, I'm not going to make this time, that we don't trust him, unless that was on his mind. That's the way the Bartnur reads it. He reads that those first two words, Kelav Tehorin, refer to a non-Jew, because the second clause refers to a Jew. The alternative way to read it is that Kelav Tehorin doesn't refer to a non-Jew who's rummaging, but refers to the clothes of a Kohen. Kind of the opposite of Israel. It could be a Goy, or it could be a Kohen. So Kelav Tehorin are the clothes of a Kohen, that the Amaretz, we don't believe that the Amaretz fussed with the clothes of a Kohen, because he knows, like, okay, the Kohanim, I guess the same way, like, you know, the non-Jews are like, oh, okay, I'm not going to touch this guy's food. So the Am Aretz is going to look at the clothes of the Kohen. He's like, one thing my mother taught me is, like, stay the heck away from this guy's clothes, and he will. Uvi Yisrael, but if it wasn't the clothes of a Kohen, it was the clothes of Yisrael, then we assume that the Am Aretz feels more comfortable, it feels more holier than that, whichever it is, and he did touch her clothes, unless he affirms, Achi Omar, Belibi Hayala Shomram. It was in my heart to guard them. So there's two ways to read it. They both have the pros and cons. But that, my friends, is all for today. I enjoyed having you here, and we will see you again tomorrow.